Yes, welcome to the JD Cymru North podcast. The joy of the Welsh Cup is parked for another few weeks as the league bread and butter kicks in what I'm sure will be an intense period of fixtures as we run up and over that Christmas hill. Dean Jones is with me to talk many things. Dean, let's turn back to that Welsh Cup and some great results for Cymru North sides. Flint obviously being the one that perhaps stands out the most. Colwyn Bay beating Airbus as well. What does that say, do you think, about the gap between the North and the Premier?
I'm not sure the gap's that great, to be honest, especially in the lower sort of half of the league. When you see sort of teams in the past, how well they've done when they've gone up, Carnarvon and Llandudno in recent years, it shows that with a couple of signings, the top teams can really sort of make a name for themselves in the JD Cymru Premier. I mean, Saturday and Friday night, obviously, with Colwyn Bay, you saw that with some fantastic sort of cup shocks. I know they were all good value for it as well, which is a great boost for the league. It shows, really, that the Welsh domestic system's absolutely crying out for more teams in the top flight to boost the profile, to heighten interest. I mean, because from my point of view, I mean, I'd sooner watch a sort of meaningful derby in the JD Cymru North than a game in the Cymru Premier, and sort of crowds reflect that a little bit as well. So I think the potential sort of for a sort of 16 or 18 team league in the Welsh domestic system is more than viable for me, especially when you see sort of the JD Cymru South teams as well and how well they're doing. It's got all the makings of it, and an injection of those teams would just be a massive interest all round, I think. But in terms of sort of the gap in quality, obviously the likes of TNS and Connors Quay, and to a lesser extent Barry and Bala, are the sort of the benchmark and the class of the division. Then you've got the mainstays sort of like Cardiff Met and Newtown, Aberystwyth. But after that, I mean, There's nothing to say that any team that goes up from tier two, especially this year, is going to encounter any sort of difficulties. Obviously, Airbus have had their problems this year, but who doesn't when they go into a new league and adjust to new challenges? So yeah, very encouraging for the league as a whole.
Well, we're going to hear your thoughts on this weekend's coming fixtures in a second, but I did say it's a tough old time at the moment as all legs are rubbed down, bearing in mind that we've got the glut of fixtures coming up for Christmas and the new year. Pretty intense and key time, isn't it?
It's always a crucial time of year, the Christmas fixture list. Players have got to dig in, they've got to balance sort of training, work and family commitments as well. I think it's just a case of sort of how strong your squad is, because they're all going to need to be utilised. I mean, teams like Prestatyn, Flint are going to be fine, I'd imagine, given sort of the strength they've got at their disposal. A little bit tougher for sort of another high-flying team who've maybe not got enough in their squad to sort of play sort of 3-4 games in space of 9-10 days when needed, in sort of Llanrhyadr and the likes of Llangefni and teams like that. It's a real struggle, especially when you haven't got the budget to sort of pay players at this level. It's hard to attract. Obviously, the Christmas fixture list is something that everyone looks forward to. And it's a big time of the year, but the trick is sort of to avoid any sort of complications with injuries. And if you can get some momentum going, no matter what sort of fixtures you're playing, and I know there's a lot of derby games going on over the festive period, it can build some real momentum to the second half of the season. And I think that's what teams will be identifying, teams will be trying to do, and sort of get a bigger sort of perception of their squad and what they need heading into the January transfer window as well.
And what do you know, the two teams that created the headlines of the Welsh Cup last week are meeting each other this week. No better place to start than, Dean, on our weekend preview as we hear your thoughts on Flint against Colwyn Bay.
Game of the day by far, this. Obviously Flint entertaining Colwyn Bay. Both sides coming into the game on the back of a tremendous cup wins. Obviously Flint to do over Ballard and a a top team in this country, is a phenomenal achievement for them. I know they've seen a bit of Ballard in recent seasons, so they were fully aware of what to expect. But seeing it and doing it are two different things, and I know Niall will be absolutely overjoyed with that. I mean, for them to sort of lay a marker down like that is a real confidence boost as they look to sort of join the Welsh Premier League in the near future. I mean, they've had a couple of near misses lately. Obviously, before Miguel came in, they were struggling a little bit to reach expectations. But full credit to him and the playing staff there. I mean, they've been on such an incredible run of form of late. I mean, absolutely staggering. It's easily forgotten about when you saw how far away Prestatyn were. But they've clawed them back to two. They don't really want their hard work sort of to get within sort of one result of sort of pipping them at the top spot to go to waste really against Colne Bay. But again, that's easier said than done against the top Colne Bay side, who had to work hard for their game against Airbus for their win. But we all know the quality they possess. I mean, confidence is high within the camp. I mean, the difference in and around the place is night and day from last year or the year before when they were within the English system. Obviously, players from sort of further afield. I know they've still got a couple of them, but it's a lot more local feel about the club now. They're getting some fantastic support, as was demonstrated against Airbus. I think there was nearly 600 there watching that, which is absolutely incredible, really. And the gamble of coming back into the Welsh system has paid off in spades with them. Obviously, Tom McCreadie's going to be a hugely influential figure in any sort of result they get there. He'd be one to keep an eye on. That battle with Brandon Burrows in the centre midfield is going to be an absolutely mouthwatering proposition for those going to the game. It's going to be extremely tight, I think, but it's a game that Flint need to win on home soil. You use their pitch and their conditions to their advantage and keep pace with Prestatyn, really, because you'd be expecting Town to get 3 points against Corwen, that's for sure.
Well, Real, fresh from their win against STM Sports, are on their way to Llangefni this weekend. Before I get Dean's thoughts on that game, let's hear from Eddie Morris-Jones.
Duped, you know, got drawn down to their level, if you like, and turned it into a battle at times, you know. And yeah, it shows good character that we came through that, but I don't think we needed to. You know, we could have carried on our game plan and could have been home dry by half-time. You know, with 1-0 at half-time, you always give them that chance to get back in, you know, and as the game went further on, the gaps appeared and we should have punished them and a bit more composure in the final third. And we've said it before, you know, we've had some big chances there to you know, increase the lead. And you've got to be taking them at any level.
And probably one of the positives defensively. Looked a bit more secure at the back today, and the defence marshalled the STM attack quite well, and very few chances for Keegan to have to deal with.
Yeah, we did look quite tight. You know, one of our focus has been the last couple of weeks is, you know, we've got to defend in units and get bodies behind the ball. You know, and it probably looked in the first 20 minutes that STM Sports had a lot of possession, but that was a little bit to play into our hands. You know, we knew they were going to make mistakes and force it, and then we could get them on the break, and the gaps appeared, and it played off. But, you know, we need to be capitalising on them chances created, and the boys have done really well. You know, it's the battered and bruised in there, but you know, it's worth it.
So looking ahead now, Llangefni on Friday night, another similar performance and hopefully good performance on Friday night from the lads.
Yeah, and it'll be difficult. You know, it's a big journey on a Friday night to ask for the lads. You know, we've got a couple missing with suspension, so it's good timing that a few have come back in, and it's great to see some of the young lads on the bench as well. You know, we brought a few more today just to get a feel for it. You know, Callum and Ben Lockley have been fantastic, you know, for weeks, and rightly so, they've been deserved their chance.
I mean, this could be a good game for Llangefni, really, given sort of how they capitulated in the second half against a very good Llanrider side. Welcoming a top team in Real to Kai Bob Parry. It's just silly mistakes that are costing them, as Chris, the manager, said in his post-game interview. You can't afford to do that at this level. I mean, given that they won the Welsh Alliance last year, they'd have probably got away with it. But you can't. You do get punished. Teams are ruthless. Teams know what you're about sort of from the outset, really. And although they were in the game for 45 minutes, I don't think they had any complaints about the overall outcome. And it's something I'll have to put right against the Real side, who'll be buoyed, obviously, after their cup win. Sitting fourth in the league, although they're a little bit off the top two at the moment. they've got some match winners. Obviously, Aaron Hassell made a massive contribution for them on Saturday. They've got the likes of Ross Stevens, who's sort of in and out through injury, but he's another one who can sort of dictate play from the middle of the park, and he's a very useful asset to have, very experienced. So it's going to be a big test for Real there, and it's a big sort of indication of Llangoni's character, how they bounce back from results like the one they experienced last week.
Erythin might feel they've got a bit of wind behind their sails after nearly making it through to the next round of the Welsh Cup. Penryn Cork next. What's going to happen there, Dean?
Erythin were absolutely fantastic at Aberystwyth in the Cup the other last week. Ran them right to the death. I know they were very, very... felt they were hard done by, to be honest with you. Right at the end, I mean, a wonder goal from Wes Baines, sending Aber through. But Chris can take a lot of heart from that. I mean, they've ran a established Welsh Premier team extremely close, and they can take great confidence from that. Another big test this weekend against a good Penryn Cork side, who again gave Prestatyn plenty to think about before eventually bowing out. They've been on a good run of late and are sitting ninth in the table, which is another, I mean, if they could finish there or in and around there, that's another small step in the right direction after obviously just avoiding relegation last term. So it's with clubs like Penryn Cork, it's small steps. I mean, they're ninth at the moment. They've got plenty of talent in the squad, as I said. It's a difficult game at Rhythm. I think it's just a case of how much that game at Aberystwyth has taken out of Rhythm, really. I mean, they're at home, expected to win. But it's just a case of how their mindset is going into it, really.
Well, Corwin have got a challenge, haven't they? It's off to Prestatyn Town for them.
Yeah, pretty daunting task for Corwin, this one. At Prestatyn, obviously, they've had a little bit of a dip. Seen their lead drop to sort of 2 points now. So they'll be keen not to have any more slip-ups. And obviously, with playing Combay as well, they might see this as a chance to sort of reaffirm their dominance at the top of the table, really. If Combay can take anything off Flint or vice versa, that puts them in a stronger position. Look, we all know Prestatyn's strengths. They've got unbound talent all over the pitch at this level, and as we were speaking about before with like making a step up, I think if this Prestatyn squad made a step up at the moment, I don't think they'd have any trouble at all settling into the top flight. That's how good and experienced they are. I mean, they've got players who've won silverware, played at the very top. Obviously, you've got Kai Edwards and Mike Parker, Dave Hayes. They're sort of the backbone of the squad, and the younger lads aspire to be, really, and there's plenty of talent there. Obviously, Dan Roberts, Danny Davis, they've stood out a little bit this year. Ben Meyer is another really, really useful presence in the final third. So Corwin are going to have to be at it. They're going to have to be compact. They're going to just have to try and nick something. But like I say, it's not the end of the world if they don't get anything. I mean, this is a game, as a manager, as Sean's probably told his lads, that you can just sort of relax and go into with a bit of confidence, really. I mean, it's a sort of a free hit for them, as we've spoken about on the podcast before, for teams like Corwin. I mean, it's the games, how they're going to get on against the top bottom sort of four or five is going to determine their overall fortunes at the end of the year, and not games like this one.
And two sides that will want a bit of happiness after not so great results of late. Gresford hosting Llandudno.
Both of these teams should be absolutely smarting after last weekend. I mean, Steve, I know Gresford has publicly stated that he can't wait for January to come to bring in some players. I mean, I can see how he feels let down. I mean, it's just a consistency thing with him. I mean, one day they're giving sort of the top two or three real problems, or sort of demonstrated in their game against Flint the other week. But then they're just not performing well against teams in and around them that they should be beating. And now you'd have to say they're in a real fight to stay in the league in 13th. Obviously that can change with a good run and a couple of wins under your belt, and obviously this game against Llandudno would be a great start. I mean, that first half against Llandudno, for Llandudno at Avonlido last week was an absolute disaster, both for them and my football accumulator, which was really disappointing for them. I mean, I fancied them to go down there and get something, get into the fourth round, to be honest, especially given the form they've been on of late. But they just didn't start well, and against a team like Lido, you are going to get punished. They're going to have to put that behind them now, because obviously sitting in mid-table is I mean, not where they want to be, but where probably I expected them to be, given this season of transition with Matthew Jones coming in. Obviously replaced Gary Taylor-Fletcher after the briefest of spells. So, yeah, I mean, this is a game Grassford need to win more than Llandudno, I think. I know Llandudno's season's in sort of danger of petering out into a bit of nothing, but for them to consolidate themselves, sort of give themselves a base, heading into next summer, and then adding sort of two, three, maybe four new faces to the squad they've already got there, they're going to have a real chance next year. But yeah, massive game for Grassford this, and some of those players are really fighting for their place in the squad.
And finally, congratulations to everybody who was on the shortlist for Manager of the Month and Player of the Month for the JD Cymru North for November. Player of the Month looks like this: Richie Foulkes from Frintown United, Robbie James from Gilsfield, Jack Kenny from Prestatyn Town, and Claire Morris from Ruthin Town. And the managers on the top of the list are Neil Gibson from Prestatyn Town, Lee Green from Llanrider and Mochnant, Bernie Jones at Gilsfield, and Niall McGuinness at Frintown United. We will hear very shortly who the winner is of those titles. Of course, the results of those will be announced on the Cymru North website, which is cymrufootball.wales. We'll be back in 7 days. Hope you enjoy your football.